Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Church Lady Now, and this is Church Lady Now broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is giving thanks or thank you. Good evening. I am Brother Grant, and I welcome you to Church Lady Now as a co-host. This evening, we're going to have a great teaching prepared for you. We're going to give you two sides of thank you, the side of the giver and the side of the receiver. Now, the Bible is filled with commands telling us to give thanks to God. Psalms 106, verse 1, chapter 107, verse 1, chapter 118, verse 1, 1 Chronicles, verse 34 of chapter 16, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, to list a few verses. In most of the give thanks verses, the Bible tells us that we should thank God. And here are some examples. His love endures forever, Psalms 136, verse 3. He is good, Psalms 118, verse 29. And his mercy is everlasting, Psalms 100, verse 5. Now, remember, giving thanks or saying thank you and praise always go together. Friends and kindred spirits, it is impossible to praise and worship God without also being thankful. And today's teaching is going to be a game changer. So get ready to be blessed and inspired to give thanks in this season of giving thank yous. Before we get to our teaching, let me share a little of our ministry background. Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Church Lady Now at blogtalkradio.com since 2013. And currently, we have 107 Spirit-filled published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning right here in blogtalkradio.com's library. You get there by going to Church Lady Now in the search box. Go to library once you get to our page, and you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to our teachings and listening opportunities by Church Lady. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, and all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate through our ministry projects. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teachings of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. To support this ministry, please send any financial contributions to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, at Church Lady Ministries, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people and serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters and children in third world countries. And we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a great desire to help people to have their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. She loves God and she loves to teach people and see that they have their lives changed by the touch of the Holy Spirit. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, who's also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, scrolling across your computer screen or your smartphone screen, you will see inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. So, now let me tell you about what our Christmas outreach project is for this year. We are focusing on children in third world countries. And this holiday season, the giving spirit is upon us. So this year, we're focusing on giving a gift shoebox to 100 children in third world countries. And a shoebox includes a wow gift, something that would brighten the eyes of any child when they see it. Plus, they're going to get paper, pencil, colored pencils, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hair combs, other personal hygiene items, washcloths, soap, and essential items for children and teenagers. We also put in a little hard candy just to lift their spirits. Now, we're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to help make a holiday donation in the amount of $20 by next week, because 100% of this donation will go directly to Samaritan's Purse Shoebox Program. And we are supporting this program, and what we have done is we have funded 100 shoeboxes. But we also need money because it costs $7 per box to ship them overseas. So we have been seeking $2,000, and we've received donations. So to make a donation, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Artis Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, and you can just click on the picture of Church Lady, and that will take you straight to our donation page. You can also go to Samaritan's Purse, and we have set up a FundMe page. So there are different ways you can contribute. We've received several hundred dollars in our quest to support this ministry, but we need more as it costs, as I said, $7 to ship each shoebox overseas. Now, part of the shoebox program is the children get their box. Then there's a program, and part of receiving the box is that they take 12 classes, and at the end of the classes, they will receive a certificate and a New Testament Bible. For many of these children, that's the first time they will have a Bible in their homes. So that's part of our ministry, is helping others come to see and know God. Now, in addition to our Christmas outreach service, we have an ongoing partnership program with those that come to enjoy us. And we invite you to become a ministry partner for $9.99 a month. And this is a good way to sow your financial seeds. So as you know, we're a 501c3 ministry. And you can partner with us and reach those and teach those that want to know and learn the Bible. Plus, that is tax-deductible money. So, to make a partner donation, you can send a check or a money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Church Lady Ministries is a spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching to all, and we serve the less fortunate. So now let's get ready for the Bible's teaching of the day, which is giving thanks. So we want to welcome the Church Lady. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Just wonderful for today.
Well, it is good to have you back here in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome home.
Hey, thank you.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing? I pray that your day is going well And I also pray that everything that concerns you becomes lined up with the will of God for your life. Today our topic is giving thanks or thank you. Did you know that the Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And the Bible also says that we should enter his gates with thanksgiving by prayer and supplication. Give thanksgiving. The Bible says it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to give thanks with our whole heart, that we should give thanks always and for everything. And lastly, that we should sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. We're talking about giving thanks or saying thank you. Our foundation scripture is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18, which tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, even if our circumstances are terrible. Let me give you a little background. Feeling and expressing appreciation is a good spiritual practice because it reminds us that everything we have is a gift from God. I want to say that again. Feeling and expressing appreciation is a good spiritual practice because it reminds you and me that everything we have is a gift from God. If we are not thankful, we become arrogant and selfish. Then we fool ourselves into believing that we have achieved everything on our own. Being thankful, however, keeps our hearts in right relationship to God, the giver of all good gifts. When we give thanks, it reminds us of where we have come from and our blessings. The truth is, it is natural to be covetous and to focus on what we don't have. It is a lot healthier, however, to focus on the blessings. When we really start to be thankful, our emotions and behaviors change. And we enter a place of joy, knowing that we have a lot to be thankful for. Now, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Whoa. Everything? Even things we do not like or that hurt? Everything? The Bible says in Psalms chapter 50, verse 23, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me, the me is God, and that it keeps you, that's you and I, on God's path, and that he will reveal to us his salvation. So what does that mean? Psalms 50:23, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. That's the New Living Translation. What does that mean? In the Treasury of Davis by Charles Spurgeon, that's a Bible commentary. The Treasury of David is a Bible commentary. It's like a verse-by-verse explanation. Now, Charles Spurgeon, for those of you who are not familiar with him, he served for 30 years as the Metropolitan Tabernacle preacher in London. And it is estimated that during his lifetime, he spoke to 10 million people. He preached to 10 million people. And he became known as the Prince of Preachers. Amen? So he was the T.D. Jakes of his day. Now, in this book of treasuries, he says that Psalms 23 is about praising God. He says that praise is the best sacrifice because it's true, hearty, and it's gracious, and it comes from a renewed mind. When we sacrifice, this is Spurgeon talking now. He says, when we sacrifice, our attitude is loving toward God, and God is honored. He goes on to say that holy living is evidence of salvation. That he or she who submits his whole life or her whole life to divine guidance is careful to honor God with his life. And that brings an offering which God accepts through his son, Jesus Christ. And such a one, that is, when you and I submit our lives to the guidance of God and to honoring and thanking God, that there is a blessing. And that blessing is the best ordering of our lives. It's not ceremony. It's not unpurified lip. It is the blessing promised for grateful hearts and the ones who please God. He will bless. Spurgeon goes on to explain that thanksgiving is a God-exalting work. So nothing can be done to add to who God is, because God is glorious. Yet praise exalts him in the eyes of others. Praise is setting forth of God's honor, lifting up his name, and displaying the trophy of his goodness, proclaiming his excellency, and spreading his renown, breaking open the box of ointment, whereby the sweet savor and perfume of God's name is sent abroad to the world. We're talking about thanksgiving and exalting God. When we thank him and we exalt him, our conversation is ordered aright. We're having a right conversation. To him who is thankful. To him or her who are thankful. The main work of religion, now this is important, I want you to get this. The main work of religion lies within us. It's not the appearance. It's not the way that we speak, but it is the work that is in us. What is in us? The light of God. The internal light. And see, our light shines and others behold and others see the evidence of our salvation. They see the evidence of our thankfulness. They see the evidence of our gratefulness. They see the evidence that our lives are blessed. Our light must shine that others may behold it. The foundation of sincerity is in the heart, yet its beautiful front piece appears in the conversation, appears in the thank you. Appears in the thank you. Charles Spurgeon calls you and I jewels. And he calls us jewels because they cast a sparkling luster in the eyes of others. He also says that upright Christians are like Solomon's temple, gold within and gold without. Can you imagine that? Someone describing you and I as gold within and gold without? Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, according to Spurgeon, life is in the salvation, which is the work of God. God saves us. And the evidence that we are saved is in holiness of heart and life. And the effect of that evidence is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And for those of us who are saved and who have a heart to live right for God, and there's this evidence of thanksgiving, there's a tendency to praise and glorify God. God is not glorified by doubts and fears and murmurings, but by our thanksgiving and our praise, by our gratefulness. We must make a decision to be thankful at all times in order to keep bitterness out of our lives. When we purpose to thank God for everything that He allows to come into our lives, it's like a shield, and it keeps bitterness at bay. You see, we cannot be thankful and bitter at the same time. And, beloved, we do not thank God for evil. But we do thank Him that He is sustaining us through evil. That's James 1:12. We don't thank Him for harm. God does not bring His people harm. His people who are in right standing with Him, He does not bring them harm. But we thank God that He gives us the strength to endure. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We thank Him for His promise that all things will work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Who love God, have been called into salvation, and are living to please Him. Romans 8:28. We can have thankful hearts toward God even when we don't feel thankful for the circumstances that we're dealing with. We can grieve and still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful toward God. That is what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise, Hebrews 13:15. Giving thanks to God keeps our hearts in right relationship with Him and saves us from a host of harmful emotions and attitudes that will rob us of the peace God wants us to experience. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Being thankful increases our emotional health. Researchers conducted an experiment with two groups of students. They had group one write down about things they were grateful for each day, and group two wrote down what they were angry about each day. Can you guess which group was the happiest at the end of the experience? Yes. The ones who were thankful were the happiest. Giving thanks is the key to lasting relationships. Think about the last time someone did something nice for you. Remember how that made you feel? Well, researchers have studied acts of kindness and concluded that they give us a happiness boost. More importantly, acts of kindness connect us to each other in a loving way. What matters is not the kindness object, but how the act of kindness makes people feel. Being faithful is not just the words thank you, but it is a way we make a person feel when we are thankful. The next time someone opens the door for you and you say thank you, try to focus on the person who held the door for you. Being thankful is appreciating the act of kindness and the person. When we do this, we are a service to others, and that influences the people around us. Let me repeat that. Being thankful is appreciating the act of kindness and the person. When we do this, we are a service to others that influences the people around us. If we are not thankful, we are ungrateful. The other side of being thankful is being ungrateful. Ungrateful people complain and murmur. Remember the children of Israel in the Old Testament? God brought them out of slavery, and he led them through the wilderness, and yet they complained. They were free from oppression, and they complained. They did not have to work for their food, and they complained. The Bible says when the people complained, it displeased God. Numbers 11:1. God does not like complaining and murmuring. Now, in summary, being thankful and appreciative is in our control. We choose. Our circumstances may not always be to our liking, but we choose to be thankful no matter what our condition. The Bible says a lot about being thankful in all circumstances. The Bible says, give thanks unto God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. In everything give thanks through prayer and supplication. The Bible says, give and it will be given unto you. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks for everything to God the Father. Beloved, we choose to be thankful. We choose to be thankful. In concluding, you and I must have a thankful heart. Why? When we make a decision to be thankful, we keep bitterness from coming into our lives. When we purpose to thank God for everything that he allows to come into our lives, we keep bitterness at bay. You and I cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time. We do not thank God for evil, but we thank him that he is a sustaining God and that he sees us through difficult times. James 1:12. We don't thank God for harm, but we thank him that he gives us the strength to endure the challenges of life. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We thank him for his promise that all things will work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Romans 8:28. We can have thankful hearts toward God even when our circumstances are not good. We can be thankful when we're grieving. We can be thankful when we're hurt, when we're angry at sin. The Bible calls that a sacrifice of praise. When it's not good and we say thank you anyway, that's considered a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15. When you and I give thanks, it keeps our hearts in right relationship with God. And it saves us. It really does. It saves us from harmful emotions and attitudes that can rob us of our peace. Philippians 4:6-7. During this Thanksgiving season, Let us focus on what God has done for us. Let's make a decision today to appreciate acts of kindness and the persons performing the acts. And, beloved, let the evidence of your salvation shine through. Holiness of heart and life. Show the world the evidence of your thanksgiving through living a life of thanksgiving and praise to God our Father. You and I, we get to choose. We can choose to feel and to express appreciation as part of our spiritual practices. Feeling and expressing appreciation is a good spiritual practice because it reminds us that everything we have is a gift from God. We know that the main work of religion is not the exterior, but it's within us. Beloved, the internal light must shine. Our light must so shine that others may behold it, that they may behold our light. The foundation of sincerity is in our hearts. Yet, what others see is in our conversation. And what we want them to see is our thankfulness. We want them to see us say thank you. Thank you. We want them to see us saying thank you. During this season of Thanksgiving, remember to give thanks unto God and to give thanks to others and to appreciate the acts of kindness and, more importantly, appreciate the person who is performing the act of kindness. This is Church Lady. This concludes our teaching for today. It is my prayer that in your conversation there is thanksgiving and there is light that is a witness to others. And now let's go back to Brother Grant for the conclusion of today's program. Brother Grant?
Yes, Church Lady. Now, I told our listeners that this was going to be a game changer, and I really think you hit the ball out of the park. This is just wonderful. And listeners, I just want to say this is a teaching that you can share with yours around the dinner table for Thanksgiving or other times that you are sharing with your family. You can dial in to Blog Talk Radio. You can bring it up, and you can share this with others. So before I say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So this year, we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And this was our 37th teaching in the series of titled Come Holy Spirit. So just remember, we're entering the season of giving, and this is good soil to sow your financial seeds. So we invite you to participate with our shoebox program, and we invite you also to consider becoming a monthly ministry partner. So you can support those in need, in poverty, around the world, because the holiday season of giving is upon us. This year, we're focusing on children in the third world of countries, and we're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to make a holiday donation in the amount of $20 by the end of next week. And that next week is Thanksgiving. So 100% of this donation goes to use to fund all of the shoeboxes that will go out with Samaritan's Purse, And the shoeboxes include a wow gift, paper, pencils, toothbrush, toothpaste, hair combs, other personal essentials, combs for young boys. And these shoeboxes are broken into two categories, very young children, like 3 to 5, and then also little older children in the 7 to 10 range of years. So as you know, we're 501c3. You can partner with us. All donations are totally tax deductible, and you can help the less fortunate. Again, you can send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409, or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213. You can also find us on social media, and that's Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Inbox us, like us, and follow us. You can go into Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. Church Lady Now is our show name. And lastly, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we want to thank you for joining Church Lady Now. And please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit. And that will be the day before we give thanks for Thanksgiving. So we invite you to join us next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, for Church Lady Now. And again, let's say thank you, because we know the meaning of thank you. And all of those Bible citations the Church Lady gave today, she really worked the Bible. This is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.